Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Faith?
This is she. Is this Monica?
Yes, this is Monica. How are you, Faith?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
I was calling to tell you to go ahead and start the process, but you're going to need to send me the link for the application again. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay. Are you the one that's going to be onboarding, or is it Carolyn?
It's going to be Carolyn.
Okay.
But remember, as I told you, and as I told, I guess, the coordinator, whoever I spoke to first that Natasha had me speak to, that, you know, Carolyn's a little bit older, so I help her out with the applications and things like that. This, Carolyn is Jean's sister.
Okay, got it.
So okay. I help out with emails and things like that because she's not savvy with that.
Oh, I see. No worries. All right, so I'll text you over all the links that you need to complete. And the, you need to send me pictures of her ID, the front of the driver's license or state ID in the back, and then a picture of her social.
Okay.
I want to put in a background. I have to submit a background check report on her.
Right.
And generally, it takes a couple of days for the results to come back. There's also a TB test that she needs to get done.
She's already had one. She had it this year. She had it back in April.
Okay, great, great. Just send me a picture of the results for that. And then a 2-year residency proof. Have you guys been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
We've been living here since forever.
Okay. So all I'm going to need is either like an expired ID, a pay stub, or a bank statement. It basically needs to have her name on it.
Can you listen, because I'm, listen, Monica, I'm not going to remember all of that because I'm at work myself doing other things. So if you can send all that information to me, that would be great because I'll never remember all that.
Don't worry. I'll send it to you all via text, and then check in with me tomorrow if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And
then
you'll get the – and so – how long will the process take? I mean, I intend on getting all this back to you sometime this evening. Once I get in from work, I can get to it, sit down with Aunt Carol, do the application, and get the necessary information and get it sent back to you, hopefully some, you know, by tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then go ahead. I'm sorry.
My question is, if we can get all this info to you by tomorrow, will we have someone in place for next weekend?
I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you because I'm not in charge of the case itself. But let me reach out to the coordinator, which is Erica. She would be more knowledgeable on when we can get the case started. Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to drop this other agency. We have a lot going on. We have a funeral tomorrow. That's why, you know, I told you before we had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. I know. You did.
And, so we still have the other agencies in place. As bad as I don't want to use them because the young lady is horrible. But we don't have a choice at the moment because we're all going to the funeral because it's our family member. I don't know.
Don't worry, Faith. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a message over to Erica. I did see that she put it in a note on the case. I'm going to let her know that I spoke with you and that you're ready to get this process going.
I'm ready to get started,
Yeah, all of the requirements for Carolyn will be completed by tonight, and we'll see if she gives you a call to follow up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Faith. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.